Chapter 2. Kitchen.
I know you've already looked through this area, and you're probably almost done with Rotterdam, but something's been happening lately since you visited that... Oh, I don't know if it's really anything. I shouldn't have called.
Tell me. I'm listening.
There's always been fighting in the line. We try to stop them, but we only have a few volunteers, and they're needed to keep order inside the dining room, that and serve the food. So we know that a lot of kids who should get a turn can't even get in the line, because they're pushed out. And if we do manage to stop the bullies and let one of the little ones in, then they get beaten up afterwards. We never see them again. It's ugly.
Survival of the fittest?
Of the cruelest. Civilization is supposed to be the opposite of that.
You're civilized. They're not.
Anyway, it's changed. All of a sudden. Just in the past few days. I don't know why. But I just... You said that anything unusual, and whoever's behind it... I mean, can civilization suddenly evolve all over again in the middle of a jungle of children?
That's the only place it ever evolves. I'm through in Delft. There was nothing for us here. I already have enough blue plates.
Being kept to the background during the weeks that followed, he had nothing to offer now. They already had his best idea. And he knew that gratitude wouldn't last long. He wasn't big and he didn't eat much, but if he was constantly underfoot, annoying people and chattering at them, it would soon become not only fun but popular to deny him food in hopes that he'd die or go away. Even so, he often felt Achille's eyes on him. He noticed this without fear. If Achille killed him, so be it. He had been a few days from death anyway. It would just mean his plan didn't work so well after all, but since it was his only plan, it didn't matter if it turned out not to have been good. If Achille remembered how Bean urged Poke to kill him, and of course, he did remember, and if Achille was planning how and when he would die, there was nothing Bean could do to prevent it. Sucking up wouldn't help. That would just look like weakness, and Bean had seen for a long time how bullies... And Achille was still a bully at heart, thrived on the terror of other children, how they treated people even worse when they showed their weakness. Nor would offering more clever ideas, first because Bean didn't have any, and second because Achille would think it was an affront to his authority. And the other kids would resent it if Bean kept acting like he thought he was the only one with a brain. They already resented him for having thought of this plan that had changed their lives. For the change was immediate. The very first morning, Achille had Sergeant go stand in the line at Helga's kitchen on Ert van Nestrand, because, he said, as long as we're going to get the crap beaten out of us anyway, we might as well try for the best free food in Rotterdam in case we get to eat before we die. He talked like that, but he had made them practice their moves till the last light of day the night before, so they worked together better, and they didn't give themselves away so soon, the way they did when they were going after him. The practice gave them confidence. Achille kept saying, "They'll expect this, and they'll try that," and because he was a bully himself, they trusted him in a way they had never trusted Poke. Poke, being stupid, kept trying to act as if she was in charge, as if she had only delegated their training to Achille. Bean admired the way that Achille did not argue with her and did not change his plans or instructions in any way because of what she said. If she urged him to do what he was already doing, he'd keep doing it. There was no show of defiance, no struggle for power. Achille acted as if he had already won, and because the other kids followed him... He had. The line formed in front of Helga's early, and Achille watched carefully as bullies who arrived later inserted themselves in line in a kind of hierarchy. The bullies knew which ones got pride of place. Bean tried to understand the principle Achille used to pick which bully Sergeant should pick a fight with. It wasn't the weakest, but that was smart, since beating the weakest bully would only set them up for more fights every day. Nor was it the strongest. As Sergeant walked across the street, Bean tried to see what it was about the target bully that made Achille pick him. And then Bean realized. This was the strongest bully who had no friends with him.